This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for good news mixed with some very bad news. Good news on the coronavirus front, of course, with the Congress now humming along with agreement. They're getting ready to pass this coronavirus relief bill. It probably will be passed at some point tonight. The Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, says they should have checks out in the mail to people next week so that people get their special bonus of $600 per household. That apparently is coming before the end of the year. And there's also additional bonus, which is going to be bigger than the bonus last time, for children. Children, the bonus includes about $600 per child. Not about, that's what it includes. As opposed to $500 per child last time. And this for households apparently making less than $75,000. There's a little bit of confusion, and it's a very, very big deal for many, many people. Because initially, the word was that they were going to be for a couple with a joint income, joint filing. A couple would be eligible for some kind of payment from the government as long as they earned below $150,000 together. Well, that's not true. You don't get the $600 for each. It gets scaled down for every amount you make more than $75,000. We'll bring you the very latest on the pandemic bill. This is a real accomplishment. It should also help those embattled Republican senators in Georgia. We have some more of the latest on that fight. Speaking of fights, Seattle City Schools is offering a teacher training session in which they say that the whole purpose of the schools in Seattle has been to commit spirit murder against black students. Now, they're affording this teacher training at a time the schools are closed, right? Why? And why is the New England Journal of Medicine, very prestigious scientific publication, demanding that the identification of gender, of sex, of male or female, that be taken off birth certificates? You know why, but it's still outrageous. It's supposed to be a scientific publication. And much more very good news from Bill Barr, who is departing as Attorney General in 2 days, but he is making the most of his last time in office. We will get to that also coming up on a very busy day with the Medved Show. We also have a professor who is puzzling out a remarkable thing, which is that when it comes to social trust, the idea that people trust one another, in the United States it's been getting much, much, much worse. And we alone among the established democracies in the world have seen a dramatic decline in social trust. The other places around the world, even in the midst of the pandemic, going up in terms of social trust. Why is that? What's wrong with the United States so that we should have that difficulty? We'll be speaking to Professor Kevin Valier of Bowling Green State University coming up on that subject. All right, first up, Mitch McConnell had some good news, I think, for all Americans. He spoke on the Senate floor earlier today. This is clip 3, Jeremy, and this is what he said. Listen.
More importantly for the American people, we can finally report what our nation has needed to hear for a very long time. More help is on the way. Moments ago, in consultation with our committees, the four leaders of the Senate and the House finalized an agreement. There will be another major rescue package for the American people. If our citizens continue battling this coronavirus, this holiday season, they will not be fighting alone.
And, yes, the bill, which is just under $1 trillion, it's as that compromise bill that was initially introduced by the Problem Solvers Caucus in both houses of Congress, it's close to that amount. It looks like it's going to be about $950 billion. And, yes, it will include extra money for distributing vaccines, both the Moderna vaccine, which is making its way across the country right now, which is a little bit easier to store, and, of course, the Pfizer vaccine, which has already been taken and used by millions of Americans. Now, one of the questions here is, wait a minute. There's this new strain in the United Kingdom, in Britain, that people are reporting is 70% more communicable. In other words, you have a much better chance of getting the disease with this new strain, this new mutation of the COVID-19 virus. The good news, however, is that according to all sources, the vaccines still work against this new strain. So really, right now, it's a rush to get vaccine to as many vulnerable people as possible. And also, and this is something that Andrew Cuomo and others have talked about, President Trump claimed and got, I think, a lot of credit because fairly early on in the pandemic, he closed off travel, most travel, not all of it, from China. That helped. Right now, it's probably very important to close off travel from Great Britain. This virus that's been identified in Britain is already in Denmark. It's in the Netherlands. It's in South Africa. It has not been found here yet. But once it is so heavily communicable, so easy to catch, so much easier to catch. Really, we do need to do something to stop it. Mitch McConnell did have somebody to negotiate with when he says that help is on the way. That was Nancy Pelosi. And everybody knows that she has played politics with this entire process, that she has accepted now a bill that is much smaller, much less inclusive of the aid to state governments, particularly the blue state bailout that President Trump was so outspoken against. She wasn't going to accept any kind of bill that didn't have the aid to the bankrupt states in it. Well, this does not. This says that basically states have to solve their own fiscal problems because you can't have the states that have done a better job bailing out the states that have done a less capable job. But Nancy Pelosi doesn't blame the virus or the states. She's pretty clear on where all the deaths belong in terms of laying blame. Listen to clip 9.
I think that when you see the surge in the coronavirus, you know that we cannot just think it's over or that we can ignore it. The denial, the delay, the distortion, the calling it of a hoax has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths, not all of them attributed to President Trump, but most of them, they could have been avoided. So this is a matter of life and death, the lives of the American people, and the livelihood of our economy and their economic security.
Okay, I think given the fact that the Trump administration needs to cooperate with rolling out some of this relief, that it's not useful, Speaker Pelosi, to try to blame President Trump at this point. He lost the election. That's extraordinarily clear. Bill Barr said today, the Attorney General of the United States, no, he will not appoint Sidney Powell or anyone else special prosecutor to investigate election fraud. And President Trump is wrong when he says he can appoint a special prosecutor. He can't. It has to go through the Attorney General. Well, Bill Barr is leaving the Attorney General's office in 2 days. His resignation is effective then. And then we have an acting Attorney General. It's a deputy of Bill Barr's named Jeffrey Rosen. What happens then for appointing a special prosecutor for Hunter Biden? or for election fraud generally. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. On the MedVet Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show in this holiday season, which is brightening. It should be brightening right now. Actually, today is the the solstice, and it means that, or is it the equinox? I'm sorry, I forget. I think it's a solstice. And that means that what we do is the days begin to get a little bit longer in the days coming up. And that's certainly a good thing. It's also, I mean, it's a good thing that if you're looking to see two planets just about next to each other, which is supposed to be quite a sight, it should be visible in the southwest sky tonight. That is at least what astronomers tell us. Meanwhile, the Attorney General, Bill Barr, said he saw no reason to appoint a special counsel to investigate allegations against Hunter Biden or allegations of election fraud. He said that today, saying he believed the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son was being handled responsibly and professionally. Mr. Barr made the comments at a press conference to announce new criminal charges related to the bomb that exploded a plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. They've already identified the principal Libyan criminals. This apparently is identifying some other terrorists who were involved in that mass murder in which scores of Americans died. Mr. Barr's comments come days before he's set to depart from his post amid disagreements between him and President Trump over the treatment of Hunter Biden and allegations of election fraud. He said he hoped the Biden administration would handle the investigation into the president-elect's son responsibly. And what that means is that there can be no interference, and certainly it would be a terrible offense and, frankly, unthinkable if Joe Biden interfered in any way with the ongoing investigation, which has to do with allegedly hiding, not reporting some $400,000 in income and cheating on his taxes. And that investigation is underway in Delaware. There's a U.S. attorney named David Weiss who is pursuing that. Everybody seems to have pretty good confidence in him. And that is where it stands with Hunter Biden. But the idea of a special prosecutor or a special prosecutor for election fraud, apparently there was a White House meeting in which even Rudy Giuliani, who was there virtually, he wasn't there in person, but at this White House meeting he spoke virtually very strongly against the idea of appointing Sidney Powell as a special prosecutor to investigate election fraud. I mean, some of the ideas she's put forward are ridiculous, and clearly ridiculous, so that will not happen because there will not be a special prosecutor for either one. Mr. Barr's deputy, whose name is Jeffrey Rosen, will become the acting attorney general for the last few weeks of the Trump administration. And he could take a different approach. Under pressure from the president, it's conceivable, but I think very unlikely, that the acting attorney general, Jeffrey Rosen, would say, okay, we'll put together a special prosecutor for Hunter Biden, we'll put together a special prosecutor for election fraud, but I think that's very unlikely. And the problem with a special prosecutor is that if the goal actually is to get to the bottom of a case when you already have the resources of both congressional investigators, Senate investigators in particular, and again, they can do Senate investigations, they can do committee hearings, as long as David Perdue, who now it's pretty clear in the polls, David Perdue is it looks very solid. I mean, most people who look at elections look at Senator Perdue, one of those two senators down in Georgia, the Republicans who are being challenged in this runoff election. Perdue, at least, and probably Loeffler, too, look like they're going to win, which would mean the Republicans will continue in a majority, which would mean that Ron Johnson would continue in the Senate. He said today that he was watching Georgia very closely to decide whether he's going to run for re-election in 2022, it would probably help Republican chances if incumbents in swing states like Wisconsin, like Ron Johnson, actually did run for re-election. So this becomes sort of a domino effect. Concerning the race in Georgia, there's more and more and more, and it's not just old sermons. It's new sermons that Raphael Warnock is delivering that I think are undermining his campaign. There is a story that Raphael Warnock spoke together with John Ossoff, his running mate in effect, to a panel of prominent rappers on Sunday. He said America is fighting two viruses, COVID-19 virus and systemic racism. What he said was what I call COVID-16-19. We're fighting two viruses, he said. Everybody's focused on COVID-19 for a good reason. Over 300,000 Americans have died. And we're seeing that black folk are disproportionately impacted. We're more likely to die, more likely to be hospitalized. Most of that is related to old systems of inequality, what I call COVID-16-19, which shows up in health inequality, wealth inequality, and the way in which we're overrepresented in the criminal justice system. And I think there are systemic ways of responding to that. Now, one of these systemic ideas, and it is not an idea, let me make it clear, that Reverend Warnock has advocated, but it's one we're going to touch today. It was featured in The Nation magazine. You've heard of the old slogan, one man, one vote. There is now a law professor at Washington and Lee University. I wonder how he feels about a law school that is named after the leader of the Confederacy, by the way, who just had a statue moved today. We will bring you that story. Out of the Capitol building, Robert E. Lee's statue, not George Washington's. But and they were related, of course. George Washington was related to Lee, well, through marriage, really, because Lee's wife was directly descended from Martha Washington, who had children before she married George. One of the great ironies of American history is the father of our country himself never became a father. And a lot of biographers think that has to do with the smallpox he suffered when he was a teenager. In any event, this professor at Washington and Lee, whose name is Brandon Hasbrook, doesn't believe in one man, one vote. He believes in one man, two votes. In other words, he's saying, why waste money on reparations? You can do reparations beautifully if you just give black people two votes. Oh, yeah, and Native Americans, too. Sound like a good idea? I think it violates the 14th Amendment, among many others. 15th Amendment, too. We'll get to that. And much more. Why don't Americans trust each other? Coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the United States is now on offense against the virus after the FDA authorized the Moderna vaccine over the weekend. Azar saying nearly 8 million doses of both Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccines will be distributed to 3,500 sites throughout the United States this week. During an Operation Warp Speed briefing, Azar talking about receiving the Moderna vaccine.
I look forward to receiving this vaccine myself in the coming days as part of our efforts to demonstrate to Americans that these vaccines are safe and incredibly effective at preventing COVID-19.
The Senate and House are in session this Monday before Christmas. The House preparing to vote on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package after congressional leaders struck a deal late Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And of course, it is a season of goodwill to men. Peace and goodwill to men, right? And what that really means is to people. So why is it that so many Americans seem to be losing goodwill, not just during Christmas season, but throughout the year? And in a dramatic way, there is a new book and a fascinating piece in the Wall Street Journal. The new book is sold out right now, but it's worth looking for when it comes out. The book is called Trust in a Polarized Age. And the author is a professor at Bowling Green State University. His name is Kevin Vallier, and he joins me now. He's associate professor of philosophy. His interests lie primarily in political philosophy, ethics, and economics, and the philosophy of religion. Professor Vallier, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it very much. Now, one of the things you point out, and it's immediately attention-getting, is that for most established democracies in the world, recent years have seen an increase in social trust. The idea that people rely on one another, they trust one another, they believe one another, can make agreements with handshakes, don't fear their neighbors. The United States is an outlier. We alone have seen the level of trust decline, and decline alarmingly. What are the reasons?
Well, it is a bit of a mystery. So as you said, social trust, at least as I understand it, is trust that most people in your society will tend to do what's right or what we understand to be the right thing to do. There have been a few democracies that have seen falls in social trust, but they're all have not been established very long. So interestingly, there's a couple of countries that have transitioned from communism or fascism that are democracies now that were oversold on democracy and that have become disappointed with it. But among established democracies, those have been democracies for more than 30 years or so, from what we can tell from the data, the United States is the only country, yes, that has seen a steady decline. They haven't been measuring social trust about as long as they have in the U.S. We have polling from the mid-60s. But what we've seen is a fall from about 55% of people saying that most people can be trusted to, in 2018, under 32%. So that 23-point decline is unprecedented. And what I do in the Wall Street Journal article and the book, which was just back in stock, is I try to go through what different causes might be, looking at what trust researchers think are the causes. And there's three kinds of things that come up typically: corruption, ethnic diversity, and economic inequality. When society's institutions are more corrupt, that makes it harder for people to trust each other. But we haven't become a more corrupt country according to most measures of corruption. So that doesn't do the job explaining things. Ethnic diversity, it's true that we've had more immigration, but the kind of diversity that decreases trust is local segregation. So think back decades when you had the Italian neighborhood next to the Irish neighborhood. It's that kind of local segregation that makes people more wary of others. For instance, if we added Puerto Rico to the United States, we shouldn't assume that social trust would fall just because our ethnic diversity increased. It's a matter of local interaction. But we haven't seen that much more local segregation over the last 50 years either.
Probably less, right? I mean, in terms of local one of the things you heard about in this election season was how diverse the suburbs have become.
Yep.
And that's kind of new. So you would think that with more diversity, more mixed neighborhoods, that couldn't be explained. The third explanation is the one that you focus on, at least in the Wall Street Journal article, which is the political polarization and all those polls that show that most Republicans think you just can't trust any Democrats and most Democrats think you just can't trust any Republicans. Why do you think our political polarization is worse than other countries?
Well, there's a bunch of interesting reasons for this. So, I mean, what I postulate in the article is that falling social trust and political polarization are making each other worse. So we're in kind of a doom loop. Our social trust is unique in that I think its fall primes political polarization because you're more likely to retreat into groups or silos where you know most other people, you don't interact with others, you become unable to understand their perspective or where they're coming from. So that's the way polarization might lead to trust, but the way that falling trust might lead to more polarization. But there are other.
Can I give you a thought on this,
yep.
which occurred to me because I was really thinking about your article a good deal last night. Is the United States is really the only country in the world that has a two-party system where there aren't multiple parties, and if you have a two-party system, it's a lot easier to come to believe that those people in that other party over there, and there's only one of them, really, the people in that other party, they just can't be trusted. They're really lousy people. Wouldn't that be one of the costs of having a two-party system?
I completely agree. So, you know, most democratic countries have something like the parliamentary system where, you know, if your party gets 30% of the vote, it gets 30% of the seats in Congress. Whereas, you know, we have what's called a first-past-the-post system. You get 51% of the vote, you get everything. And the result that political scientists say of first-past-the-post voting rules is that you end up with a two-party system because it doesn't make any sense to work hard to get that bottom 10% or 20% of the vote. And if we had a parliamentary system, we'd still probably have two large major parties, but we'd have sizable third parties, and I think that would get us from red versus blue to red, blue, green. But another thing that would happen that I think would be extraordinary is that parties would have to openly go into coalition with one another, like you see, say, in Germany. and they engage in a public discussion of saying, well, look, you know, you'll get these cabinet posts, we'll get those cabinet posts. Right now, Biden is picking, you know, certain cabinet leaders and hoping to get them through the Republican Congress. But, you know, if they went into coalition, they'd have to be engaging in horse trading in front of everybody. And I think that would be really healing because, you know, you can't treat each other like monsters very well when you're having each other staff each other's administrations. So I think a parliament
can you hang with us for a few minutes more?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you have time to hang with us for a few minutes more? Because yep. One of the things that I find fascinating about this is how important it really is. And that's one of the points that you make, I know, in your book. The book, which is apparently just back in stock, is Trust in a Polarized Age. Why is social trust so important?
Well, it seems to be at the base of all kinds of things that we consider good. A more functional legal system, economic prosperity for everybody, a more stable and less corrupt political system, and a variety of other things like, I think, as I've said, decreased political polarization. I think people are more trusting. They're more likely to listen to each other and avoid certain kinds of extreme and conspiratorial opinions. So there's a whole host of different goods that social trust researchers have found. It's just really, really good stuff. You know, corruption lowering, economic inequality lowering, economic growth boosting, corruption controlling, all kinds of things. There's almost no cost.
Do you think that the high rate of firearm ownership in the United States is related to our problems with social trust?
I think there's a gun culture in the United States that, you know, however you want to think about it, would probably exist regardless of our trust levels and seems to predate the decline in trust. I think there's still widespread firearms ownership, at least in the country, rural areas, long before that.
It's everywhere. I mean, we have more guns than people, legal guns, than we have people in the United States. And very high firearm ownership in some neighborhoods that are, in fact, very safe. Well, when we come back, more on what you do about building social trust. And what about that third item he mentioned, economic inequality? We'll get to that and more with Professor Kevin Vallier, who's writing about why Americans are so distrustful of one another. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nibbling at your nose.
And it's something you feel particularly in a Christmas season, particularly in a season of pandemic where we are not getting to have the large neighborhood or family gatherings that we would in a normal holiday season. Kevin Avalier is a professor of philosophy at Bowling Green State University. He's the author of the new book, Trust in a Polarized Age, and of a terrific piece based on themes in the book that appeared in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. When you talk about this social trust, what you're talking about is the way that we look at one another. And what I was hoping you could answer is there 1 year, one period, one couple of years that sociologists and people who study this subject sort of mark out as the high point of American trust, where we looked on our fellow citizens, our neighbors, and even people living across town as people you could count on and believe in? When was social trust at its highest or best, do the experts think, regarding this measure?
It varies a lot internationally, but in the U.S., we've been asking the basic trust question since the mid-60s. And probably the highest point, what's the highest point if you go through the data banks and you average all the measures? The highest point is 1968. But the measures only go back to 1964. So my suspicion, this is, we can't prove this, but that the United States experience in World War II made sure that this kind of World War II generation was especially trusting, whereas I think World War II in other countries had very different effects, like when it in Germany, for instance, it was creating a great deal of distrust and division. So what happened was we all worked together. The mainland wasn't really attacked. We fought something that was clearly evil, and we defeated it. And these are ways, I think, that we all convinced each other that we could be counted on and relied upon because we've gone through this extraordinary challenge and we come back and out of it better than ever.
And there's so many people who served in the military. I mean, we had 16 million men who served in uniform in World War II. I mean, we haven't had anything like that since then.
Well, we had Vietnam, but it wasn't the same number of people involved, and it was a divisive issue because the younger generation rejected it in contrast with the older generation. So around that time, you know, 1968, things started to decline, and that's when we started to see a lot more rifts within the population as a whole. We always had, you know, kind of racial conflicts of varying, you know, horrible degrees. But big, deep division in the majority population is something that starts to happen in the 60s. And I think that's been a big part of the decline because our values have grown more divided from one another given a variety of different cultural events.
Was there some kind of upsurge after we were attacked on September 11th? Was there some kind of upsurge of trust, at least for a little while?
There is trust in government. It's very clear in the data. It went up right after. The curious thing about the data on social trust is that 2002 was a very high point, which makes sense. But also when they ran the poll in 2000, it was high too. So I'm not really sure what happened, but I think part of the story was that we did have a temporary boost. But it was short-lived, at least for trust in government tends to be. So my sense is that because it was such a brief event, it's not going to make a huge difference in the way that World War II did, given the kind of length of the event it was.
Okay, well, one of the things that I'm thinking about here is you mentioned in your piece that Sweden has one of the highest levels of social trust of any country. And you can relate that to a relatively small extent of inequality. But one of the points you make is that if inequality is addressed by big welfare state programs, that doesn't do it. Somehow the fact that some people are getting money from the government doesn't work as well as the idea that, oh, everybody's earning the same amount of money. Explain that.
I mean, it's complex because we don't really know the ultimate causes of high levels of social trust, in part because we don't have a good mechanism yet for how it's learned and transmitted. But what we do know is that when welfare states redistribute, you don't necessarily get your trust back, or you don't necessarily get more of what you had. And Sweden's an interesting case. It's been a high trust country, stably high trust, for the last 40 years in which trust has been measured. And its degree of redistribution and its deliberate compression of economic inequality, that does not seem to have affected it much at all. In fact, it looks like something more like the reverse. We're seeing that when countries are more trusting, they mind redistribution less because they think that people are less likely to waste it. It's also the case that their governments work better, and so their social welfare programs aren't as wasteful because you just don't have anything like the same amount of corruption and embezzlement in the bureaucracy. But another issue on the kind of market side is that it's easier to deregulate in a high-trust society. And it's easier to cut taxes because you won't have politicians running around saying, oh, the rich are going to want to rape, you know, are going to run away with it. They're going to misuse it. So Sweden is very interesting in this regard because they came to big government late around World War II, and they experimented with something like democratic socialism for about 30 years. But then they voluntarily, freely moved away from it. They kept high levels of social spending, but they privatized, they deregulated, they cut corporate taxes, they had more free trade. They moved to what one of my co-authors calls a capitalist welfare state. So what you see then is a country that's not socialist, but it's not a fully free market society either because of its high taxes and spending. But those are, I think, both a product of it being high trust. Trust is not a product of those features as much as those features are a result of high levels of trust.
Okay,
the massive Sweden comes from its trust, not from its welfare state.
But one of the things that again, it's among a thousand points we could talk about here, but I think it's one that's particularly relevant to a lot of people. One of the things that has been dramatic in the United States has been a decline in community participation. This is stuff that Robert Putnam writes about famously in Bowling Alone. Mm-hmm. People aren't members of service organizations. And above all, in the United States, we've always had a very high level of church attendance, but that's mm-hmm. been going down. Except a lot of these countries with very high trust, almost no one goes to church. I mean, that's true for the Scandinavian countries, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And yeah, so where do we go to get it back? I mean, we're not likely to get it back from government at any time soon.
No.
We do seem to be more integrated even as we're losing trust. Is there one, we only have a few minutes left, one priority in particular our leaders should follow to try to rebuild this social trust within the society?
Well, the sad thing is that we don't really know very much about how to get social trust back when it is lost, but we do probably know some ways to keep it from falling more. There's a couple of clear things that we should not do. We shouldn't become communists, for instance. Communism is completely destructive of trust. More in terms of being positive, one of the things we have to do is have reforms that help people to feel like government isn't corrupt. And it has to be things that will kind of convince people on both sides of the aisle that it's not corrupt. So we have to pursue, you know, ways of reducing corruption in government that both sides can appreciate as corruption reducing. And there's a few different ideas about how to do that that I could get into, but I think there are certain kinds of requirements on politicians, say, to divest or to release tax returns, things that can get people on both sides to be confident that they're not going to be corrupt.
Yeah, and again, it's one of those reasons right before you came on, we were talking about the idea of special prosecutors and investigations, and we really have had, and it's been both sides who have been terribly victimized by it, but the whole idea of a new president, you're going to have a brand new investigation, a brand new investigative apparatus, and the idea that we are constantly investigating one another and fearful of one another and viewing corruption everywhere probably is an idea that we should overcome. Maybe the best way to overcome it, in fact, is to root out corruption wherever you find it, but not suspect it without extraordinarily strong evidence. When we come back, more about how to build and sustain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The country and culture are in turn.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.